Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Abracadabra, Create What You Speak, with Ilan Azulay, only on LA Talk Radio.
Shalom, shalom everybody. Hello, it's a happy, wonderful Sunday. I think I'm a little loud. Okay. So, it is a wonderful day, another possibility, another day of whatever we create. Hello, you are here at the Abracadabra Show, Create What You Speak. I'm Ilan Azulay, and I am a spiritual mentor, a coach, and an empowerment speaker for women who desire to reclaim their power. And this is what we're here every Sunday from 12 to 1 Pacific time, is really to look at what do we create? What do we create, especially if you are after a toxic relationship or a divorce? And sometimes these events leave us, or lead us, should I say, maybe lead us to be in a vulnerable state, leave us to be in a place where we can easily lose track of what is important and what serves us. And I will talk about why am I focusing on working with women. And I see this as more than just, there is the story level and then there is the deeper level, and so we'll talk about that. But first we'll start, first I want to give you the phone number here. Keep forgetting that every so often. And so you can call and you can ask and you can inquire and you can share and share your gifts and share how you are here to serve the others and how are you here to reclaim your power. How is your journey manifesting? It's 323-203-0815. Sorry about that. 323-203-0815. After the 8, I had something not agreeing with my throat, so just there we go. Now we're good. First, we'll start with this beautiful prayer that I love. Ve'ahavta l'racha kamocha, hareni mekabel al atzmi et mitzvat aseh shel ve'ahavta l'racha kamocha. I hereby accept on myself the due utterance or the due command of love your neighbor, your friend, your partner, in the same expression, same way that you express love to yourself. And to recognize that first of all, the love starts with ourselves. First of all, it is with you. It is to see who you are, to see where you stand at each snapshot of moment in time, where you are standing in relation to yourself, in relation to the relationships that you have with others, with yourself, in relationship that you have with yourself and your desires. How are you telling the stories to yourself? How are you caring for yourself? So first it starts with you, because when we start with us, then we can give the best of ourselves to others. And when we are in a negative space or a low energy, low vibration stage, it is really hard to give to the other person, because we're not giving to ourselves first. So it's not, you know, some people will say it is kind of always self-centered and egoistic, and I understand that it can be very, very confusing, because what do you mean I have to take care of myself? I have people I live with, I have children, I have all kinds of things that are around me. I have to take care of making sure that they're being taken care of. And many times we put ourselves to the last. Sometimes it comes, we convince ourselves that it is out of kindness and humility, and this is all wonderful and fine. But when we cannot be kind to ourselves and we cannot be compassionate to ourselves, it is really hard to give this to others, especially those we love, that we've grown to love. And so, I know there's a lot of water theme that came up in the last few days. And so we start with a beautiful rendition of Tom Jobim, Aqua de Marco, Waters of March. This is Matty Caspi, of course.
É pau, é pedra, é o fim do caminho, é o resto de toco, é um pouco sozinho, é um caco de vidro, é a vida, é o sol, é a noite, é a morte, é o laço, é o anzol, é peroba do campo,
é o nó da madeira,
canga, candeia,
é uma tinta pereira,
é madeira de vidro,
como da ribanceira,
é o mistério profundo,
é o tempo inteiro,
é o vento ventando, é o fim da ladeira.
É
uma ave no céu,
é uma ave no chão,
é um regato, é uma fonte,
é um pedaço de pão,
é o fundo do poço, é o fim do caminho, no rosto um desgosto, é um pouco sozinho, é um estrepe,
é um prego,
é uma ponta,
é um ponto,
é um pingo,
pingando,
é uma conta,
é um conto,
é um peixe, é um gesto,
uma prada brilhando,
é a luz da manhã,
um tijolo chegando,
projeto
da casa, é o copo na cama, é o galinho guisado, é a lama, é a lama,
é um passo,
é uma ponte,
é um sapo,
uma rã,
é um resto na luz
da manhã,
são as águas de março fechando o verão,
é a promessa de vida no teu coração.
Wonderful, wonderful, just to flow with that, just moving. Maybe next time I'll do maybe a live or something, just to see how we can dance with the music while it's playing behind these buttons here. So yeah, so we are here in the Abracadabra show, and Abracadabra, if you don't know that, It is actually in Aramaic, and it literally says, "I create what I speak. I create as I speak. So what I speak, as I talk it, we're actually releasing energy. It's like, think of like you put your hand in water, in a bucket of water. When you put your hand in a bucket of water, the water doesn't go out of the bucket. It just rearranges itself to fit your hand. It's like we move our hand. We don't think about when we move our hands in the air. When we move our hands in the air, the space, what is around us, is actually reformatting or restructuring to fit our hand that is moving in the air. The fact that we don't see that with these materialistic eyes doesn't mean it doesn't exist, right? It's just like Wi-Fi. You don't see Wi-Fi, but yet you connect. So the words that we create, what we are saying, and starts, of course, with the intention. So there are three steps for this creation in the words. There are the intentions that start with whatever we're inhabiting, our intention, the imagination, what we're creating, what we're thinking, and then what we're saying. And the words that we say have vibration. And everything that we say, we are manifesting our thought into the stage of speech. And then the action that we do is manifesting the stage of the speech to the stage of the result. So we're thinking it. It is the what. It is that which we are imagining. And our imagination can shape itself in the same way that our hand is moving in the air and the air is shaping itself to fit the hand. So we are creating, we are imagining something. And whatever space we are inhabiting is going to help fuel the imagination and how we look at that. So we are creating, we're thinking, we're imagining something. There is a space within us that is making space for that imagination to be formed into some kind, maybe of a visual experience. And then it gets the space from our place of where we're staying, where we are at. So our space is reshaping itself based on the imagination, and then we say that. So that next stage from the imagination to the speech is that stage of manifestation. Now, if we don't do anything about anything and we say we want this, but we're waiting for something to fall off from the sky, that's probably not going to happen. That's probably not going to manifest itself. If I say that I want to be in a certain place in 2 years, I want to run a marathon, I have to prepare for that. So here's the first step, right? So that next step from the speech to the action, to the result, that's the action that we're taking to create that which we imagined in the first place. And it doesn't mean that everything has to be done by us. We just need to do the first step. And the first step is very hard sometimes. So if you are here and listening, or whether you're calling or not, but you're just here and you're listening, there is a reason for that. Don't you feel? There is a reason for that, for whatever reason that is, but you're here. And so if you're here and if you are experiencing a separation, you are in the midst of a separation, you are in a divorce, going through a process of a divorce, you exited a relationship. It could be now, it could be a while ago and still you have the imprints of what has happened or what has transpired in that period of time. Many times we, when you go through this experience, you break. You break. You come to a place of going down on your knees, so to speak. It's like the floor is being snatched from underneath your feet, and you are vulnerable. And I said it several times already, being vulnerable, many see that as, and especially in the society of only materialistic existence, see vulnerability as a weakness. And this is far from the truth. Far from the truth. Think about that from a non-emotional state. When you are vulnerable, when we are vulnerable, we're open. We're open to anything that also could be negative, for anything to come in. We're open to possibilities. We want to try something like this that will deliver us from the state that we're at. We want to do the extreme opposite, so maybe we can alleviate the pain or the memories or everything that has happened. So we go to the extreme opposite. And then we eventually kind of, hopefully, even out. So we're going through these stages and we're vulnerable. And if you are a woman that is in this state, it doesn't include only the vulnerability and the pain and the suffering that you're going through as experience in this humanoidian body, in this human condition, but you're also experiencing, probably, most likely, because of this society, you're also experiencing the pressure and the learned traits from living in a society that for thousands of years have oppressed the feminine, the woman, by the masculine, men, or masculine, but as it is on the surface, the story, men. Governments, religious circles, all kind of things throughout the history, thousands of years, very patriarchal existence. And in the last few years, it has been started a tremendous shift. I remember in 2012, I lived in Boston, and I listened to NPR, and it was the first time that I could hear, and I would listen a lot at that time to different stations, and it was around the first time that I started hearing about courses and shift of energies, and in the mainstream radio, like NPR, for example. Or programming. The first time I really started hearing this in the radio, and it was exciting because I already started my studies and being immersed in my own journey of discovery and remembrance. And when I started hearing that, when I heard that for the first time, it was really... It was really elevating. It was great. I was like, wow, they are really starting to talk about this. It's happening. And so we're living in this shift, in this evolution of our consciousness. Vibration that is rising. And we also know that because the counter, the negative, is rising as well. There are many things that are happening in the country, in the world, and not to go into these things, but in politics, and there's a lot of stuff that is happening that is raising eyebrows with many people and saying, wow, it's getting worse and worse and worse, but it's also getting better and better and better at the same time. So because everything is duality, and if the evil, we'll put it in this way for the sake of contrast, rises, is because the goodness is rising as well. And so there is this shift in energy, and women empowerment, and women have started already a long time ago, but now in more powerful way that causes change. And that's wonderful, because nothing in life is permanent except for change. And so change, when we embrace change without attachments, without emotional attachment, but understanding that the change is that which brings us to a better place in us and rises our vibration and allow us to adapt and to grow and to learn. Pain is there when things change, or when there is a change in a relationship, or one person in the relationship has, let's say, grown and the other person didn't or went backwards. So there is a lot of change that is happening, and women are recognizing their power, their gifts, despite, or maybe in a greater way because of the oppression or the inequality or lack of harmony between the masculine and the feminine, between men and women. And so for many years is an understatement, women had to almost like reinvent their existence to survive and to maneuver through these acts or these acts or these all these events that happened that caused the situation where we are, caused this this fabric of how we are today, and is farther away from the intention of the creation, from the intention of the creation of God, which is here really to give. This is the essence of Kabbalah and Zohar. The essence of the creation is the giving. It is to give. And you know this when you have time in your life that you just give for the sake of giving, without expectation to receive anything back. Or anything back could be a recognition, could be anything. You have this sense of connectedness, this sense of expansiveness within you. You feel that. It is a sense of everything is possible. Everything can happen and everything is good. So you sense that. It's a feeling in your body. And you can give to in any situation, whether it's at work, whether you give to your partner, you give to somebody stranger, you give to somebody on the street, you are volunteering for an NGO, or a non-governmental organization, or human rights organization, or animal shelters, or those are giving us really good feelings. You know, those are these feelings of connectedness, of feeling the connection to the creation, feeling the connection to the universe. So when you're going through separation, or you're in a toxic relationship, or you are in a place where it really brought you down to your knees, this is part of losing our focus. We suddenly, you can feel the disconnection. And you can feel this isolation. So when all this is happening and now there is the shift in the energies and there is an empowerment for women and women are voicing and coming out, and it's amazing. It's a beautiful shift. And I'm blessed to be in the midst of it. And so what happens many times, we don't resolve our wounds. we don't resolve our wounds, we don't heal our wounds. And it starts becoming absurd in a way that we substitute, you may substitute the experience that you're having to kind of like coat the pain that you have. Coat the pain that you have. So if there is a wound from the masculine, if you are a woman that you had wounds from men, experiences that did not leave you empowered, on the contrary, left you with broken wings, or left you in a place that you don't know what to do now, and your self-esteem is and how you feel about yourself is really not conducive to your growth, but is you're judging yourself. And so if you're in this place, it's easy to lose the focus. It's easy to also allow others to step into your space, into your energy space, that are not necessarily good for your growth on the big picture, but they're comforting, or they're providing an avenue to lose yourself in. And so if then there is no healing from the masculine, there is no healing for that wound, there is no resolution. Many times what I see and is the, almost like it turns into be a safe self-hate. And now instead of dealing with the masculine or incorporating the masculine, coming into one cohesive peace together, there are those camps. There are those camps of, no, we are women, we, in order for us to feel empowered, we have to be separated. We have to create our women's group. We have to create our women's circle. We have to create this safe space where men are not coming in, because we have been wounded enough and we don't want to include that who wounded us. And it comes into play in many situations. I talked about one situation where I saw a post from a local healer that she posted a post for an event only for women empowerment, and it was this event, and it was written in the post that, and she wrote in the post that no man will be invited except for our manslave. These words. And so that, of course, raised my middle eyebrow, and continued to read. And he says that the man that will be there will be shirtless and will have a mask on their face, and they'll be there only to serve the goddesses, the women that are there. Now, I saw that, and I really don't have any issues with having all kind of parties. Everybody is doing whatever they want and stuff like that. And this is also, but I don't think it was a joke or something. It was a serious event with invitees and stuff like that. So I took it as it was a regular event that was presented. And what I see here is that there is no healing to the wound with the masculine. There is no healing to the wound with men or with something that happened with a trauma that happened with the masculine that is not healed, and now it turns into the other side of, we not just that we don't want men, but men are going to be in our life only to serve us. So in a way, it is not different than what the masculine has done to the feminine, what man has done to women. It is no different, because now it is shifting to the other side. And while there is a very strong legitimacy for what is happening, but it's overtaking to the other side. So it's like completely the other 180 degrees. Now, eventually, I believe it'll even out. But now, if we look on the individual level, if you just came out of a relationship, and you are in a you were in a toxic relationship, in a relationship that your husband or your boyfriend or I was going to say left you, but the situation has left you with the relationship with that person, be in a very low self-esteem place, and maybe that person continued to fuel and to feed that the place of the ego that you were in, or the fear that you were in, and the self-doubt. So you came out of this relationship very crushed, broken, not clear about what you want, how you want it, or who you are for that matter. And it's painful. It's very painful. And it create a lot of other dents, if you will. And so when you are in that vulnerable place, a group of goddesses, and I'm saying it purposefully like that because not everybody's like that. Some women, or like men, don't heal their wound and is being substituted. The wound and the experience of the wound is being substituted with something completely different or something else that is actually going to continue and fuel that wound of yours. So if you look at a circle, and a circle is a symbol for wholeness since the beginning of time, and actually how everything started with a little circle. If you look at a circle and you cut it in half, the right half is the trauma. So you have half a circle that is a trauma, if you can visualize that. And the other half of the circle is the healing of the trauma. If there is no connection between that trauma and that healing, that second half, connecting, this is what will create that complete circle and healing. But if not, that half will try to resolve itself, will try to find its own reasoning to resolve itself, similar to this, to take a wound and to translate it into something and to put it in a different light, in a different shape or form, but it's still not healed, and it's presenting itself as if it's healed in a form of, let's have our manslaves serve our goddesses, and we are goddesses here to teach men. And when you come from that place of declaring that and stating that, it may be a possibility that it is not an authentic place. It is a place that comes from an ego or a fear or unresolved issue. And talking to a friend, this brought up this situation, and she was mentioning something about the Me Too movement, and like completely, it's completely 100% accurate. And so I want to talk about that, but before that, I'm going to give another. I'm feeling Brazilian today. I started playing music when I was 11. When I was 10, I met Mati Kaspi. I was introduced to his music, and since then, I knew exactly. I heard all the harmonies and all the way that how he plays and how he brings him. It's just listening to the harmonies is really. I don't have words. Let's listen.
você me mentiu. Meus sentimentos feriu. Porque você me enganou, me machucou, me abandonou, não voltou. Porque você me traiu, se arrependeu, mas sorriu. Porque você me trocou por outro alguém e declarou ser o amor. Oh, quanto tempo passou e você nem chorou. Até fingi não sentir. Fingi também não olhar, não escutar, nem pensar pra te amar. Na ilusão te esperei e a solidão encontrei. E o coração que era meu sempre foi teu.
Wonderful, wonderful. Kind of gets us in the rhythm. Move to the rhythm. Let's dance. Dance. This whole thing is a dance. All that we're going through is a dance. It's a dance of life. How are we dancing? Does it matter if you know the moves when you dance? It doesn't matter. I mean, it depends where you're going. If you're going to competition, yes, it does. But if you're going out, it doesn't matter. As long as you can just allow yourself to move, allow yourself to listen to your body, allow yourself to move to however your body is. And it doesn't matter what other people think, because that's many times what gets us into problems in the first place. What other people think of us, or what we think that they think. You see, everything that we're thinking is really in our head. It's really not happening anywhere else. Only in our head. And also, when you exit a relationship, when you are a woman at any age, but every age has a different level of understanding and lessons. Again, the phone number here I want to cut, because otherwise I forget. 323-203-0815. 323-203-0815. 203-0815. So, when you exit a relationship and you are in a vulnerable state because of what had happened or a divorce, and in California, it's like one of the tough family law divorce system that is here. And this is why also in the work that I do and as a coach, as a spiritual mentor for women who are going also through divorce, I'm also helping with how the family law system works here. I have a lot of experience in that, not as an attorney, but as I went through many years through courts with my lovely first wife, and we're in great relationship today. And but many years ago, we went through a lot of things, and at one point, I've decided to stop playing the game and really manage everything myself, because I understood what was happening here and how the system works. I'm just imagining now as I speak to you that my first wife, she was on the show the first time that we started. I went on air. She came. She was the first guest, Heather. And so I'm imagining now that she's listening and she's saying, "Oh, so you knew the system. So you did this and this." Well, I apologize again for anything that I caused, that I said, that caused whatever it caused. But the thing here is not about that. The thing here is about the system that feeds the system, the system that feeds the system. And it bleeds into other things that appear to be, and their intention starts as a good, idealistic, authentic intention, like the Me Too movement or hashtag. And it's very interesting because, you know, not only women were sexually abused, harassed, and anything that has to do with that. Men too, me included. And so, this is the first time that I say this like this on the air or anywhere publicly. So, men too. But what is happening is really interesting, and this is why I also am working with women specifically, to empower women from, not from a place of ego, but from an authentic place, to connect to that light beam that is there, always been there, and always will be there. And what is covering it are the filters that have been presented to us in vulnerable states. And when we are vulnerable, right, everything can come in. So everything that is tainted and looks like a sheep, it could be a wolf too. So for example, so if I was talking about the Me Too, and here's the thing. Many women, and it's wonderful, it had to come out, and it came out at exactly the right time and the right orchestration for it to be present. Because if this would come up, let's say maybe 20 years ago, it probably wouldn't come up as strongly and as profoundly as it has. And so it is important to include men in the process of the healing, because that is where the healing is. It is crucial, in I see that like that, and it is showing itself, to have healing with the oppressor. When nations, because of I believe partly because of the patriarchy system that got into the war to begin with, but when there is peace to be done, who are we doing peace with? Are we doing peace with those we are already in peace with? No. Is the United States making peace with France or whatever, Germany or Holland? No, we're already in peace. The peace is to be done with that entity, with that existence that was instrumental in bringing that relationship to the place that relationship is. Just like in a relationship between a man and a woman, or a man and a man, or a woman, just between a relationship. Just like between a relationship, you are coming together with the person that is in front of you. So having the voices of men and not creating a segregation between the camps, so to speak, this is crucial to have synergy, to come together, to work with the... to have healing, to start the process of healing with the other side. And this is why I do the work that I do in guidance and in sound healing and mentoring and empowerment speaking for women, especially coming out of a toxic relationship or in a trauma or a divorce. So I'm familiar with the system here and incorporate that in the work that I do with you, the system, the family law system in LA, in California, to show you that there is, you can live your life to the full potential and have that not affect you the way that it affects many of you, or many of us, men included. So put that back into the context of, I brought up the Me Too. We are all too. It's not about, I see that as me too. I see that as we too. We too. It is important to bring the masculine into this entire environment, into this entire healing process. Because with that we can heal. And so I see that as an important to create a safe space when I do the work. This is the important place to create, the important thing to create a safe space. Yes, with that masculine that is triggering you, with that masculine that is taking you to these places that you know were places of wound. And if you don't see that, then we'll see that. That those could be places of wounds that are not healed, and trying to go into places that creates isolation rather than coming together is just going to continue and feed that fear, is going to continue and feed that isolation, going to continue and feed that segregation. And then there is competition, and then there is anger, and all these emotions that are bodily emotions that then we are identifying with them. So going to a place that creating an event like that, for example, like I described earlier, is really feeding that wound. It's feeding that wound and doesn't bring closure. Closure. So the option of looking at how difficult it can be and how frustrating it can be getting out of a relationship. And there is one option to choose to be in that despair and to choose to be in that place of I don't know what to do, and you just allow anything to come in. There is another option. There's always another option. And the option is to make a choice. The choice is the most difficult. And this is why I'm here to help. Is to see that choice. Where is it coming from? To identify. To accept where you are. To go through a process of forgiveness. And we'll talk about this next time. And then release. And then we can move forward. And so we are at the end of our time. Visit me on my website on bodysoulsound.com, www.bodysoulsound.com, or on facebook.com/bodysoulsound. And here is again, Liron Ben Shimon, a piece of you. Have a wonderful week. Make it a wonderful week and create what you speak. להתראות, ביי ביי.
אם את אמיתית, תגישו. וקולך מפייס, מנפץ מחסומים איתנים, מזרזת זרימה של דם של זימה, טורפת את כל הקלפים. צמחים מטפסים על קירות תאומים, גם אני מחפשת מקום שצמח, אם אין בי מלבד שממה. מאסתי באותם כיסופים, הלילה צעיר אך נפשי די לאה מלתהות על אותם קנקנים. צמחים מטפסים.
You're listening to Abracadabra, create what you speak with Ilan Azulay, only on LA Talk Radio.